Opening our Jazz Northwest today, that's one that goes back quite a few years to 1996, as a matter of fact. Brought two great saxophonists into the studio at the same time. Don Lanfear and Pete Chrisley teamed up with the New Stories Trio. Don was heard on soprano sax, Pete was heard on tenor sax, with Mark Seals at the piano, Doug Miller on bass, and John Bishop at the drums, and a tune titled Remember Why by Mark Seals. From an album by Don Lanfear and Pete Chrisley called Get Happy. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. Coming up next here, we're going to be listening to a Portland-based trumpet player who sort of came of age in Florida, I believe, at the University of Florida. Charlie Porter, fine player and composer, represented in his self-titled album here by a quartet, which opens, the album opens with a solo piece, followed by a duo, then a trio, then a quartet, then a quintet, gets up to a sextet, and then backs back down to a solo epilogue at the very end. This is the fourth piece in the album, and thus a quartet. Charlie Porter is joined here by David Goldblatt on piano, Bill Athens on bass, Michael Rayner on drums, and this is a tune titled New Beginnings.
Thank you.
was a tune called the HOE. That H, those initials stood for the House of Entertainment. That's a tune that goes back to the 60s. The House of Entertainment was a place where Jay Thomas, among others, were hanging out, and it was during the time of the World's Fair and just after. There was a lot of musical activity going on there, and it became a real focal point for the scene. Here it was played by the Chris Amamiya Sextet, Chris on trombone, Jay Thomas on trumpet. Travis Ranney was the alto saxophonist there, with John Hansen piano, John Hamer on bass, and Steve Korn on drums. The HOE, House of Entertainment by Jay Thomas. That's from Chris Amamiya's album In the Rain Shadow. Before that was a piece from Portland-based trumpet player Charlie Porter leading a quartet, with David Goldblatt on piano, Bill Athens on bass, Michael Rayner was the drummer, and that was a piece titled New Beginnings by Charlie Porter. 88.5 KNKX connects you with the regional jazz scene every Sunday afternoon at this time on Jazz Northwest. I'm Jim Wilkie. Coming up next is a band led by Kiki Valera. And Kiki Valera leads a wonderful Cuban bass band, play a lot of son music. And this is from the album Vivencias en Clave Cubana, featuring Coco Freeman. And this is, the title tune, titled Vivencias, which the liner notes tell us is means experiences and explains both the good and the bad moments enrich one's life. Vivencias, Kiki Valera and his group.
La vida se compone de vivencias, de aquello que no suele suceder. Y en el recuerdo quedan estampadas, y de ellas no te puedes desprender. Historia de niñez y adolescencia, en la amorosa casa familiar. Recuerdo que mamá a golpe de voces, nos convocaba a todos a almorzar. Un adobo simple de verdura y sal, la sopa saciaba cual rico. Y en aroma bueno de sueño y canción, Dios nos abrigaba con su bendición. Llevando mi guitarra y mucha fe, voy siempre acompañado del recuerdo sublime de lo que el pasado fue. Con adobo simple de verdura y sal, la sopa saciaba cual rico manjar. Y en aroma bueno de sueño y canción, Dios nos abrigaba con su bendición. Y así pasaba el tiempo, según corría yo. Amor adolescente, mi corazón llenó. Y entre cuerdas y voces, entre luna y canción, el tiempo se hizo eterno y mi inocencia no.
Pasado bueno que no.
Ay, aquel lindo pasado.
En el recuerdo rompe.
Nunca lo olvido. Pero qué linda es la vida. Sí.
Pasado bueno que no volvió. Y en el recuerdo lo tengo yo.
Lo tengo yo. Qué linda la dijo el poeta, mira, se hace camino al andar.
Pasa lo bueno que no volvió, y en el recuerdo lo tengo yo. Qué linda la vida es un vacilón.
Los recuerdos más hermosos son los que te hacen sufrir, vivencia que con el tiempo
Beautiful song, nicely played. That's Johnny Mandel's song, The Shining Sea. Had lyrics by Peggy Lee. It was played here by Corey Weeds on alto sax with a New York rhythm section recorded in Vancouver, B.C. David Hazeltine, piano, Ken Lister, bass, Jesse Cahill on drums, and Corey Weeds, alto, on The Shining Sea from Corey Weeds' album Day by Day. Before that, some Cuban son music from Kiki Valera and his ensemble. Nice recording done in Kiki's own studio, as a matter of fact, here in Seattle. And the lead vocal there by Coco Freeman, a tune titled Vivencias. This is Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX, every Sunday afternoon at this time, featuring some of the artists of the Northwest. And we will next be listening to some music from a great Canadian composer, and arranger and trumpet, mostly flugelhorn player, the late Kenny Wheeler. This is from an album which was done by Ingrid Jensen and Steve Tressler, who teamed up to play a bunch of the songs of Kenny Wheeler. Kenny wrote a lot of wonderful tunes, but there's one real standout among his various compositions, and it's the song we're about to hear. Everybody's Song But My Own, with Ingrid Jensen on flugelhorn, and Steve Tressler on tenor sax, Jeffrey Keezer is the pianist, Martin Wind on bass, John Wiecan on drums.
Thank you.
Beautiful arrangement by Bob Hammer of Lee Morgan's tune Ciora. Bob Hammer was the pianist there with the group called the Full Circle Jazz Ensemble, and the trumpet soloist was Bobby Medina. Mike West was heard on tenor sax, Ciora. Before that was Kenny Wheeler's great tune Everybody's Song But My Own, played by Ingrid Jensen on flugelhorn, and Steve Tressler on tenor sax, Jeff Keyser piano, Martin Wynn bass, and John Wiecan on drums. And that's our show for today. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed our music. We'll be back again next weekend, this same time. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedar Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.